And now it's time for Peeking Inside the Grapevine with Jimmy the Greek Yarn.
Well, thank you, Sam Sears, and good morning, everyone. My guest today is going to be the good professor, Mr. Bill Sproul. I don't know where Bill is, somewhere at the, near the Baseball Hall of Fame or somewhere near Paris in Canada, folks, or not overseas. Anyway, we're going to get him in a few seconds. Thursday, the good captain will be back. Captain Lou Gamelin will join us. And me and the captain haven't talked in a while, and he's now semi-retired, so it's good to get him back in the fold. We're going to meet our sponsors, then bring the good professor in, Bill Sproul. East Fork Pasty Company in Calumet, serving delicious pasties Saturday and Monday across from Bucko's Party Store and Rosalita's Bakery, 11:30 to 2. Go on their Facebook page or reserve them by calling 369-4345. Peterson Lawn Services, 906-281-7318. They made a house call yesterday. They do phenomenal work. Get your yard cleaned up from the long winter we had and any other yard maintenance you need. Give Jordan and the staff a call. Don't be penalized for bad service. Go to Kuhn Automotive. Open up some happiness. All your favorite Coke products, Coca-Cola, Hancock. Portage Tire and Auto Repair at Avenue and Hancock has a great selection of brand name tires in stock. Give them a call, 906-482-1850. David Jukri, Century 21 North Country Agency in Houghton, is official realtor, Peeking Inside the Grapevine. For all your embroidery and silk screening necessities, team or company shirts, personal apparel, trophies, banners, everything in between, Homestead Graphics and Barriga, 353-6741. Give Joe or Stacey a call. Dave's BP Super Service of Hancock, Erie's only full-service gas station in the Copper Country, open 7 days a week, towing around the clock. Dr. Grant Olson, Northland Veterinary Clinic, provides quality care for your family pets, 482-3400. House calls and weekend calls as well. Office hours until noon on Saturday. Q&O Overhead Doors, your Clopay Garage Door distributor to Copper Country. Tim's Excavating and Skidding Services provides all your excavating needs from the foundations to the driveways, 370-4370. Saracen Family Dental, 896 Campus Drive in Hancock, offers all aspects of family dentistry. Uper Fitness, your hometown gym, featuring a wide variety of cardio, free weights, and cable machines, 10,000 square feet located inside the Copper Country Mall. If you have problems with spiders, ants, fleas, mice, all kinds of other pesky rodents, or back out, give A-Plus Management a call, 281-4975. Tundra Lodge and Resort, Green Bay, Wisconsin, features one of the biggest indoor water parks in the Midwest. Daily walk-in water passes available, 920-405-8700. For your larger get-togethers, 20% off your room through the end of this month, Thursday through Sunday at the Tundra. Houghton Billings by M26 Brickyard Lane in Houghton, been providing quality bill materials to homeowners and contractors all over the Copper Country from the foundation to the rooftop. Call 482-0900 and all your local True Value franchise. Time to bring in the good professor, Bill Sproul. Good morning, Bill. How you doing? And secondly, where are you right now?
I'm calling in from Paris, Ontario, Jimmy. My wife and I made it a two-day trip coming back home, and we're staying last night with Hillary's sister and her husband. So we'll be back in Brighton later this afternoon. So it's so good weekend in Cooperstown, New York. I attended a baseball conference this past weekend, and it was held at the Baseball Hall of Fame. I did a presentation on the Fort Mackinac Never Sweat Baseball Club of the 1880s on Mackinac Island. So a fun story to share with this group in Cooperstown. So,
Well, before I get to your travels, let's touch on a little bit on what happened in sports last night. A question for you, Bill. We'll spend a couple seconds on basketball, a few minutes on the hockey playoffs, then get to Cooperstown. The Pistons continue to falter. I've seen nothing but things this morning about what Detroit isn't doing. We're not doing this. We're not doing that. I've got a question, Bill. Isn't there another team on the floor that deserves a little bit of credit with Orlando? I mean, they're just taking it to Detroit right now. And I'll be honest, I don't watch much basketball, but 3-1 is 3-1 no matter how you cut it. You got to give the other guys some credit here.
Orlando is playing well as a team, and I think the Pistons are kind of figuring out what they should be doing, and I think it's kind of stumped them. I'd say these basketball games are always close, and the Pistons have missed really, you know, not getting key shots at the right time or falling behind and just don't know how to catch up. So it's you never know in the playoffs. See, the last time the Pistons were down to their number one seed, they were checking the stuff this morning that 2000, almost over 20 years ago, they played an 8 seed, and it was actually Orlando, and the Pistons won the final three games to advance. So there's still hope, but boy, the Pistons have struggled in this series against Orlando. But you're quite right. Orlando's always looked good.
Well, one of their problems were, I know at the deadline they're looking for a secondary score, and it didn't work out. And again, I've said for years, Bill, in hockey and basketball, there's regular season, then there are the playoffs. Some teams are regular season teams. Some teams are playoff teams. I think we're starting to see that. Although it's not over, they're in pretty deep. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, Vegas 5, Utah 4. They're tied up at 2 apiece. Utah had a golden opportunity to put the stranglehold on. And the Philadelphia Flyers at one point up 3-0, and you let Pittsburgh back in as Pittsburgh wins last night 3-2. Philly has a 3-2 lead in that series going back to Philadelphia tomorrow. And tell you what, you let Sidney Crosby, Letang, and Malkin hang around, you're inviting trouble. I think Philadelphia might have found some. Stanley Cup playoffs. Tonight, Bill, we have Boston at Buffalo. Buffalo has the Bruins on the brink, up 3-1, 7:30 on TNT. Minnesota will be at Dallas. That's a really fun series, tied at 2 apiece, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. At 10 o'clock, probably a surprise of the first round, Anaheim will be at Edmonton. Edmonton, you just don't know what you're getting. Well, they better find them quick. They're on the brink, trailing Anaheim 3-1. Thoughts on the Stanley Cup playoffs so far, Bill? And I'm sure you agree with me. Anaheim, probably the biggest surprise. Pittsburgh seems to have found a back door to sneak in back there, sir. I think Philly could be in trouble. What are your thoughts on the playoffs, Bill, in about a minute or so before we get to Cooperstown?
I was surprised to see Anaheim plays as well.
Right.
I would have predicted Edmonton was going to win in about, you know, four or five games. But Anaheim's played well. They're playing as a team. Quinville's got them playing well this year. They, you know, they struggled last year, but they seem to put things together. So, you say, and Edmonton started to score a little bit, but they're sure letting a lot of goals by them. You say, a lot of exciting series ahead. There may be some seven-game series with the teams that are left. So it's always exciting time in hockey.
I remember someone I used to be on this platform with, and we got in a pretty heated argument, telling me coaching doesn't matter at certain pro levels, including hockey. I'm still baffled. I heard that. Look no further than what Anaheim did. Basically, the same club, you bring in a vet, and I know Quinville has some issues back to the Chicago days, but Joe Quinville knows how to coach. He knows how to get the best out of a team. He knows how to coach in the playoffs. And sometimes, Bill, I feel coaches are not given enough credit, especially in hockey. When you see some of these coaches come in and take over complete dumpster fires with very little personnel change and have enormous success, not only in a regular season, in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Vegas. They struggled in bringing in new coach with a few games left, and they're in the playoffs, and they're now tied 2-2. So you just never know. But some of those coaches seem to have the magic to put things together for a short period of time, and then what happens is their message gets a little stale, and they get moved on to some other team. So it could be interesting to see what happens in Anaheim and what's going to happen to Edmonton if they get beat out in this first round.
And we're probably looking at a goaltender change with that series as well, from what I've been hearing. With Edmonton, which would be the third team to change goaltenders, and I'll go by my thing. If you got two goaltenders, you don't have one, but we'll see what happens. Well, Bill, speaking of, we're going to see what happens. You've been cruising all over the place again. You got some more information about Cooperstown. All of us know where it is and the logistics of it, but you kind of found some more stuff deep in the archives that a lot of us don't know besides the general information.
Well, I guess really the question is, why is the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York? It's, Cooperstown is really a small town in the middle of New York State.
Right.
Its population is a little over 1,800, so it's kind of an interesting story as to how the Baseball Hall of Fame ended up in Cooperstown, New York. And it really dates back to the late 1890s when a sporting goods company led by Albert Spalding promoted the idea that a game was founded in Cooperstown by a fellow named Abner Doubleday. And Spalding wanted to have it as kind of an America's game, pride and whatever. Spalding, a company at the time, they produced books on rules and how to play the game in the late 1800s, and they manufactured sporting goods, baseball equipment, and so on. And Anyways, and then Henry Chadwick, he's from Britain, challenged the story that baseball was first played in Cooperstown. And he felt that baseball really evolved from a British game called Rounders. And so Spalding then spearheaded a committee, a special committee in 1905, that headed by a fellow named Albert Mills, a friend of Spalding, to investigate baseball's origin. Spalding selected members who supported his idea that it was founded in Cooperstown, and it was a Mills commission. Well, they found somebody, a fellow named Abner Graves. He was a local resident that he claimed in 1839 that a friend of his named Abner Doubleday invented baseball on a cow pasture in Cooperstown. Well, they published a report and that Abner Doubleday created this game in Cooperstown in 1839. Now, the baseball historians have debunked the finding. Doubleday was a cadet at West Point at the time, and it's nowhere near Cooperstown when this event was taking place, and there was no mention in Doubleday ended up being a general in the Civil War. There's never mentioned in all his diaries that he invented or was involved with baseball in Cooperstown. Cooperstown actually bought the land where the original game was to have been played. It's now, that piece of property is now Doubleday Field. And then in the mid-1930s, a local philanthropist by the name of Stephen Clark built a baseball museum in Cooperstown with the support of the president of the National League, Ford Frick. So Baseball Hall of Fame opened in 1939. It's the 100th anniversary of the mystical first game. Historians agree, Doubleday had nothing to do with baseball's beginning. It was a hoax, but Cooperstown has remained the home of baseball. Now, the Stephen Clark, he was the grandson of Edward Clark. He was the partner of the Singer Sewing Machine Company. Very wealthy man, so he had inherited his fortune. And Stephen was an American art collector, a businessman. He was a newspaper publisher, but he also founded the Baseball Hall of Fame. He funded the Baseball Hall of Fame and its construction. Now, the Clark Foundation is still in the Cooperstown area. They have funded all kinds of hospitals, scholarships, and continue to fund the Baseball Hall of Fame. Cooperstown itself was a very wealthy area in the late 1800s. It was a summer resort area for New Yorkers. They would come up for the summer. It reminds me a lot of Mackinac Island, as Mackinac Island attracted summer visitors and really elaborate homes. And Cooperstown was also the really where hops were grown in the area. It was the center of hop production for beer in the mid to late 1800s. I think 90% of the hops produced in the United States were out of this area. So a lot of wealth, big homes. Say the population is still only 1800, but a crop disease, the crop hop production shifted to the west. So a lot of history there. It was originally named after William Cooper. In the late 1700s, he bought land and then sold it, but he was a U.S. congressman, land speculator. Kind of interesting, his son was James Fenimore Cooper, a prolific author. He wrote the famous Last of the Mohegans, and Fenimore was Cooper's wife. That's her maiden name. And so when you go to Cooperstown, there's Clark actually bought the land that Fenimore had, and there's a Fenimore Art Museum, a Fenimore Farm, similar to Greenfield Village, which they brought in buildings and whatever, but it's a fascinating tourist area. They recently built a large Little League complex, and the tournament for Eastern teams, or for Little League teams, just a booming place in the summer, but really a fun weekend in Cooperstown. The conference I was at was at the Baseball Hall of Fame, so I spent several hours wandering around the Baseball Hall of Fame, so fascinating place to visit. You can put it on your bucket list, Jimmy, for a future trip.
Well, Bill, as you know, I love history. Obviously, when I'm out of town, I like to go places with history. And sadly, my schedule will be very diminished coming in mid-June. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I was there probably 4 or 5 years ago. I've got to go back. You can't go through that building in one day. definitely on my bucket list is Cooperstown and the Hockey Hall of Fame. And a lot of these Hall of Fames, Bill, which you can probably attest to a heck of a lot more than I can, you almost got to have a two-day visit to really soak all the history up, especially in your case where you're just a sponge when it comes to history. But there's so much inside these buildings, and just walking and looking at the displays, the human interest stories, the origin of a lot of these sports players, athletes, and I'll go as far as music or the railroad situation in Green Bay. It's just, I find those places beyond interesting. I find them very therapeutic.
It is. It's really kind of, it's really you reflect back on your career as a ball player when you were a young boy.
Right.
It brings back so many memories of throwing around the ball with your dad, or just remembering your youth and some of the baseball heroes you had as a youth. So it's and the same when you go to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Just so much memories come back of your as a youth playing and the heroes that you had when you were. We're a young boy, so it's really enjoyable. I've been to the basketball one, and I've been to the football one, and the baseball one, and hockey several times. So it's just kind of special. Some of these museums, you can spend a long time. Downtown Cooperstown is fascinating with all the memorabilia shops and the souvenir shops, all related to baseball. So it is a special little town to see.
Well, Bill, as usual, thanks for your information, and we'll continue this story next week with another tidbit you found from there when we have you back next Tuesday. Sound good?
Well, we got all kinds of stories from 19th century baseball and sat through several presentations and some good stories from that era of baseball.
And by then, Bill, I'm guessing some of the Stanley Cup first-round series should be over. We're looking at a couple game sevens here potentially. But if those series start before we go back on next week, we'll do our picks via telephone over the weekend. And right now, everything's kind of up in flux. I need a couple upsets to put a stranglehold on you. My upset looked pretty good probably 4 days ago now. I'm kind of on the balance, but looks like we're going to have a heck of a contest going through the whole playoffs, doesn't it?
It sure does. Jimmy, it's kind of fun to compare. And among the, you and I as experts that don't know really what
right.
we're doing, but anyways, it's always fun to compare. So have a good weekend. Good week, Jimmy.
Okay, Bill, you're more than too kind calling us experts. Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, Bill, the good professor, Bill Sproul, joining us Thursday. He's going to be back. The good captain, Lou Gamelin, will join us up Pink Inside the Grapevine. We'll talk all kinds of sports, and obviously, Lou is an absolute riot to have, and I'm sure we'll go off the grid a little bit. We're going to send it back to Sam in the morning. Thanks, Sam.